When a Columbia River steelhead completes its epic journey from ocean to spawning grounds, it's usually too exhausted to go downriver again. Often the fish just dies. But the Yakima Nation is changing that circle of life. Tribal biologists have created a rehabilitation center that helps steelhead recover so they can spawn again in the future. As correspondent Anna King reports, the Yakima Fish Spa is seeing more success.
When you just need to get away from the fast-paced rush of the river and want some me time, free of those small fry, come relax in a whirlpool of fresh, cold water and enjoy a sampling of dried krill. The Yakima Nation's reconditioning program is a retreat spa for fish.
We're hoping that with all the nutrients we can put back in them, they'll be able to regenerate eggs, go back up and spawn in their home streams again for a second and third time.
That's Joe Blodgett. He runs this fisheries program in Prosser for the Yakima Nation. Inside huge tubs, large, shadowy fish swim in circles. They spawned last fall, and now they're fed highly nutritious pellets. Their silvery bellies are once again swollen with fat and eggs.
65.
In these jobs, it's routine to get splashed with icy water by a flapping tail or two. This is the 12th year of this fish rehabilitation program. It costs hundreds of thousands of dollars each season. Bonneville Power pays for it. But Blodgett says it gives adult fish another chance to pick their own stream, mate, and nesting site. Blodgett hopes he's helping the fish to recover so that he can take his son fishing as often as he used to with his father.
Well, the salmon are part of us and part of our culture. It's part of our identity. It's part of bringing our people together. They mean a lot to us, and they're something that we just will not accept the fact that the populations are diminishing.
These chubby mamas, some with pink and red backs, appear healthy and rested, ready to face life's race upstream yet again.
Release.
I'm Anna King in Prosser.